understand, quite a group came up. And it's so nice of you from Abaco, from Nassau, some of the dear friends of the Neely family from Georgia, and from Eleuthera, and perhaps other areas as well. Family told me to express their thankfulness to you, their appreciation for your coming. We'd like to apologize for the fact that we do not have as many reserve seating that we would like, but I'm sure you understand, you're considerate of that. But we do have a room over in the Sunday school section, closed circuit TV, as well as, I believe, sufficient seating capacity, and trust that you will be comfortable and will be accommodated. Want you to know as well that we've had words from Alan Lee and his dear wife that something came up. They had to go to Freeport to express their apologies for not being able to be here, as well as Brother Kevin Knowles and his family. And we'd like you at this time, please turn with me to that beautiful song, When All My Labors and Trials Are O'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. go Saturday morning, fairly early in the morning. Brother Luton perhaps had plans of putting on his garage door. But before he had time to put that door on, God had another door. And that door was in glory. And he said to his servant, I want you to come through my door. Your days of building doors on the earth are over. You and I will never realize until we come to that, if you know the Lord. But Brother Luton is more alive today than he's ever been in his life. To come to offer a prayer at this time is Brother Oswald Ingram. Brother Oswald has been, like many, very dear to Brother Luton. Now he will come for prayer, Brother Oswald. Shall we bow to pray? Gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful for this day and for the occasion that brings us here today. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for this occasion, for we are admonished by your precious word that we are to give thanks at all times. And for all things. And as we approach you this day, we do so in your own appointed way, in the precious name of your dear Son, who has invited us to come, casting our cares, our burdens upon him, for he cares for us. We're so thankful that today that we are privileged to come, and we are privileged to enter your courts, and we do so with thanksgiving. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for dear Brother Neely and for the legacy that he's left behind, for the much that he did for humanity, for all of us. He shared himself with all of us, and the ministry that you've given to him, he also shared that with as many as he possibly could. And so today we are thankful indeed, and we just pray that as we gather here today and would reminisce the life and person of Brother Neely, that as we leave this place today, that our hearts would truly be blessed and warmed in a very, very special way. We pray now for the family, Sister Neely, Ryan, the grandchildren, the other family members, the in-laws. Lord, we ask that you would surround them with your care and your blessing, and that they will know from day to day your special care and blessings and provisions for them. Just bless us in a very special way as we meet in this way today. And grant, dear Lord, that each of us would indeed search ourselves, search our hearts, and perhaps there are those in our midst who are not prepared to go prepared to die. We pray that this, as this service convenes, that you would indeed speak and make us all aware of the brevity of life and the certainty of death. Receive now our united thanks for this time and the privilege of gathering. Get on and glorify yourself, for it's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Thank you, Brother Oswald. At this time, the choir coming to bless our hearts with the song the Lord has laid on their hearts. Brother Roddy Pinder will be coming now with the eulogy, but just before he comes, in 1967, that is in the summer month, under the organization of Brother Rex Major, Tom Roberts, and Ed Allen and myself, we conducted a crusade here, and the eulogy will probably bring some of that out. But the point I want to make is this, that I'm just ad-libbing now, nothing written down. But I had the joy of being his counselor and led him to the Lord during that crusade. I remember it well. I put my arms around him, but I never realized that Saturday morning I would also be putting my hands around him. But it was just his remains. And I just thought of that. You just never know. And I said to Emily a couple of weeks ago, I said, honey, Lord willing, if I should pass away, I want Luton to be the MC at my funeral. And here I am, the MC at his. Brother Roddy.
Charles Luton Neely was born December 19, 1941, to Garnet and Winifred Neely at Spanish Wells. He was born again, as we just heard, during a crusade with Brother Tom Roberts and Brother Ed Allen, led to the Lord Jesus by Brother Frank Perry in October of 1967. He went on to be with his Lord during the morning of Saturday, August the 2nd, 2003. Left to mourn are his dear wife, Ivorine Neely, his son, Ryan Neely, daughter-in-law, Denise Neely, grandsons, Kason, Keegan, and Kiva Neely, sisters, Lily Mae Albury and Clurie Albury, brothers, Clint Neely and Gavin Neely, brothers-in-law, Winfield Albury, Gregory Albury, Newman Sweeting, Edwin Albury, and Alfred Sweeting, sisters-in-law, Nola Neely, Althea Neely, Vandalyn Albury, Sylvia Sweeting, Suzanne Albury, and Nona Sweeting. Brother Luton made the right choices concerning the two most important decisions of his life. He married his wife, Ivorine, on May 4, 1964, and they together chose the Lord Jesus Christ during October 1967. He began his professional career in building construction. Learning from his father and the late Brother Lambert Pinder, he was a first-class building contractor. And while he changed his career later, he remained good at this work. And as was his manner, continued doing his own cabinet making, repairs, and construction to the very end. Active in Christian work from his conversion, Brother Luton undertook 2 years of Bible study at the Commonwealth Bible College in Nassau, graduating in April 1974. He immediately went into full-time evangelistic work and became a devoted minister of the gospel until he was called into the presence of his Lord. His service took him throughout the Bahamas, conducting tent crusades and evangelistic meetings with his brethren, Tom Roberts and Frank Perry, in Green Turtle, Wanakee, Man O' War, Marsh Arbor Abaco, and Hatchet Bay Lutheran. He also traveled to Freeport, Grand Bahama, Englandston, and Nassau, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And in all of these places today, many are walking with the Lord, the fruit of these labors. In Long Island, he worked with the late Brother Cecil Sims, and in Grand Bahama with Brother Theophilus Major. Brother Robin Weatherford tells of meetings with Brother Luton in Cat Island, where during early in his preaching career, they showed gospel films, and just last week he met a young man who told him that during his teenage years in Cat Island, two evangelists, young evangelists, came when he was a boy, showed gospel films. He gave his life to the Lord Jesus and is walking with him today. He worked with Brother Tom Roberts and Brother Frank Perry in Harbor Island, Brother Tom's homeland. He made himself available to the assembly at the Current and ministered there shoulder to shoulder with the late Brother Arthur Eldon and then Brethren Derek and Eldon and Brother Lawrence Major Neely and others, and probably more than any other place. And it was there, a week Sunday past, he ended his public ministry. The assemblies on the mainland of Eleuthera, Tarleton Bay, Palmetto Point, and Governor's Harbor were dear to his heart, and probably labored more than any other, giving much appreciated help to his dear brothers and sisters, many of whom are here today to show their appreciation of him to his grieving family. Brother Luton worked in Nassau, traveling among the assemblies wherever invited, and for many years traveled through the United States, making new friends, preaching the gospel he loved so much. Along with Brother Tom, Brother Luton traveled to the Holy Land for several years, beginning in 1992. These tours permitted interested Christians to visit the places of our Savior's birth and early pilgrimage, earthly pilgrimage. He worked at home. Commended from this assembly, he preached, worked and organized, spending his life in the service of his Lord. One example of the organizing skills of Brother Luton was the 1996 Jesus is the Answer Crusade, with Brother Tom Roberts and Frank Perry, along with the three assemblies here at Spanish Wells. A work was done that will have eternal results. About 200 inquirers were counseled to receive, either to receive the Lord Jesus or to rededicate their lives to him. Brother Luton served on the board of the Bible Training Center in Eleuthera. He was a member of the Bahamas Social Services. He served as Justice of the Peace here at Spanish Wells, and in that capacity helped with the processing of legal documents, often doing all of the work involved. The Haitian community will long remember how he tirelessly worked to help them secure work permits and other necessary papers. Brother Luton's work in securing passports and visas for us would be hard to replace. He also became, just a few years ago, the local agent for J.S. Johnson Insurance Company, which he pursued until his death. Much of Brother Luton's life was spent preaching the gospel in what was probably his favorite medium, radio. From Trans World Radio to Gospel Express, his voice was heard weekly proclaiming that Jesus saves to his beloved Bahamas. In 1999, he began speaking through Splash Radio on our own station. And if you heard Mr. Forsyth on Sunday morning, you will have an idea how he and Brother Luton got on during these 3 years. Brother Luton loved his dear wife, Iberine, his son, Ryan, and daughter-in-law, Deneen. He also loved his three grandsons, Kason, Keegan, and Kevin. During the past week, we've been able to hear, as we sat together with the family, some of the ways Brother Ludi was close to his grandsons. Along with giving them things, which I'm sure that he did, he gave himself to them, his love, his attention, his time, his concern. Papa loved his grandsons, and that's good. He was a model of a grandfather's love. But sometimes love is not returned, but that wasn't the case here. He was loved with the same love, quantity, and quality that he gave. It was, as you will agree, a beautiful thing to see. No one will miss Papa more than Kason, Keegan, and Kevin. We will not know until that day the impact of our Brother Luton's life. The Bible declares that the word which he spoke will not return void. Brother Luton has done his part, and among others will receive, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." I was Brother Luton's cousin. I was his childhood friend. I was his brother in the Lord, and during recent years, his fellow worker. Brother Frank Perry and I will try during the next 3 weeks to replace Brother Luton here at this podium. But that's not what we're going to try to do. Brother Frank will do all right. I'll approach it with much trepidation. You see, I think the best tribute that we can give Brother Luton is to remember that, and this is true, that could be me, and that could be you. If you're here without the Lord Jesus, the best tribute would be to make his Savior yours as well. And the best thing I can do is to allow this to affect my life in such a way that I will speak well for the Lord Jesus, and then when this time comes, you'll be able to say of my love story with my Savior that he loved me. Yes, you can always say that, but I hope you can say truthfully that I loved him as well.
Thank you, Brother Roddy. You know, in the 10 crusades that we shared together in many of the islands, it was hard work. Many nights, there's no air conditioning there, those tents. But we had our good times. And Brother Tom and I, we wouldn't have time to tell you. Oh, they played tricks on me so often. Well, I was the oldest, and that's the reason why they did it, or the dumbest, I'm not so sure. I had to be the cook and make the boiled fish. You know, I'm talking like this because that's exactly how Brother Luton would want me to talk. See, I knew him well. Not just as a friend, but like a brother. And he knew me. We were very close. I'd make the boiled fish, and they knew that I only wanted just a little bit of pepper, hot pepper. I like hot pepper. And then those boys would come behind me and put more in the pot behind my back. And to me, it would ruin the boiled fish that night, but I could see the tears streaming down Luton's face now and blowing his lips. And now this is what I call real boiled fish. Well, we had many nights of it, of other things, but I'm not going to forget. My memories I will keep and I will cherish and I will love as long as I can. And I believe that's the way it should be. I realize the family is traumatic what they've been through in this past week. But I also believe that God is going to give them grace, sustaining grace day by day. They can look back on a father and a grandfather and a brother that they need not be ashamed of, because he really was diligent in his work. Now, one of his favorite songs, and he always liked Mark and Mark singing, and they put him on the air quite often, was the altar call. And we're doing it because he wanted a gospel presentation. He told me repeatedly, Frank, in the gospel broadcasting, let's emphasize the gospel as much as we can. I said, sure, I agree with you. And that's why we're going to have Mark to sing his favorite song, The Altar.
I just want to say a couple words. Yeah, not too long. Brother Ludi was a good friend of mine. Maybe the young ones don't know it, but we sang duets together, a few duets. Who Do You Think? And a few others. He really likes singing, good gospel singing and good singing, you know, and we're going to miss him. And now he came in church, and he came in late, and he sat in the back of you, always knew. Brother Ludi was there. He had a good, strong tenor voice. And you'd know him, but you didn't have to turn around to find out who, to realize who he was. And Brother Ludi there, singing that tenor. And we're going to try to do this altar song for him. Play.
people at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. A father is praying with his son. A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he'd held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting. He is waiting there for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. He's waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. And you can give your burdens to the Lord. That's what this altar is for.
Thank you very much, Mark. A couple of weeks ago, Brother Luton had the privilege of preaching at Abundant Life. And he was so overjoyed. He said, Frank, the man who had attended the meeting for the first time, when I gave the invitation, he walked down the aisle. And he was so overjoyed telling me about it. Just another soul, yes, and you too can come. That's what that altar is all about. Christ will receive sinners even today. At this time, we're going to have some of the brethren make remarks. I'm going to ask them to be as brief as possible because we've got quite a few of them. And, you know, many are going back on the Boeing today and as well as chartered flights. We're so grateful to you for coming. You're making this occasion a glorious one in a sense by your presence. And I know I say it again on behalf of the family. Really appreciate you coming. We're going to have Brother Freddie, who is very close to Luton, to say a few things, a few remarks. And then Brother Francis Carey, and then Brother Perry Pinder. We'll have those three in order, then I'll announce the others.
Thank you, Brother Frank. Just lost for words this afternoon. Ludie was a great friend of mine. Next neighbor, as I grew up, next door neighbor to Daddy and us. Just one house apart now since he was married. Luton would always come and share his burdens, share his problems with me. I would share mine with him. He would come and call me Fred. Before I go any further, I'd just like to read two verses in 1 Peter chapter 1. It meant so much to me as I've been thinking of Brother Luton's homegoing. They just couldn't get them out of my mind. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is the words that come to my mind. To an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, if you want of his, and for me, and for Brother Luke. He's claimed that today. You know, as I thought of that inheritance, it says it's incorruptible. And just to take a moment, I'm not going to preach. Death cannot destroy it. Think about that. Death only allowed Brother Luton to claim it. That's all it did. What an inheritance. Incorruptible. Undefiled. Sin cannot mar it. Not a spot or pollution will be on it. Because nothing that defileth can enter that place. And it says it fadeth not away. Time will not alter it. It will remain its beautiful, lovely color forever and ever. Brother Ludie's got that today. Do you have it? Do you have that incorruptible inheritance? And then it said this, reserved in heaven for you, for me, if we know it. My question is, do you know it? Do you have it? Is it yours? Satan cannot touch it. It's reserved in heaven for you and for me. Just briefly. When Brother Ryan called me, was down at Southern End. I said, when he was finished, what could I say if I had to make one statement that could speak of Brother Luton that would last for eternity? Something he'd done that will be eternal, that God would look down and say, well done. Beloved, I thought of this if I only could make one statement. It would be that Brother Luton was true and faithful to God's word. He never compromised. He would come to me and say, Fred, I see so many brothers and sisters compromise the way a local church should conduct itself. I tell you, he never compromised. And he's the true and faithful. And that will last throughout eternity. Brother Luton. It's got L-E-W-T-O-N. First he was lost, wasn't he? Praise God he got found. I know him when he got lost in the physical realm. I witnessed it when the road was just put through to North Lutheran to go to the airport. I was a young teenager. So was he. And we went crabbing in the middle of a day. And Brother Luton got lost. He wandered and wandered for miles away. Finally, Dad went to look for him. Dad brought him out. And you should have seen the joy in his face. He was found. But I remember another time when I was there again, as Brother Frank said. When he was saved, he was lost spiritually, but he was found. He was saved. And that night he came in that door and he stood up. He says, I once claimed to be saved. But I wasn't sure if it was real. I don't know if I meant it. But I said, Lord, if I was not, I want you to save me tonight. And Brother Luton was sure he was saved. Are you today? Are you made a profession? Do you know him as your Savior? Brother Luton, he was an encourager. And that word means, I looked it up in the dictionary, to inspire with hope. I could give you another illustration quickly. Oh, he was an encourager to me. About 7 years, 8 years ago, you know, when my son Jamie was very ill, he left here and flew to Miami. He knew Lucy and myself was the ill home and flew to come here to see us, to encourage us, put himself out the way. I tell you, that's an encouragement. He's encouraged me not only in that realm, but in the spiritual realms as I try to say something for the Lord. Always an encourager. Brother Luty was a worker, as we've heard. And that means to toil or to labor, to do good deeds. I tell you, as Brother Luty worked, Brother Luty was a good deed, done a lot of good deeds. Many in here could tell you today the good things Brother Luty put himself out the way to do. He was a worker, not only in this material things, but in the spiritual. So much, he worked so hard at what he was doing. In the broadcast, as we already heard, put his whole life into it. He, Brother Luton, was a man with talent, and we've heard a lot about that. Special, outstanding ability Brother Luton had. If, like it's been mentioned, in the construction, he was my competitor. But I tell you, he did it at the best. No one could beat it. And he was my competitor. He helped me to work after he got into the ministry, into my, around the house. What he did well. He had a good talent. Whether it be in the scriptures, whether it be in the construction, whether it be just to talk. Someone said one time, Brother Luty's got a gift of speech. He could be a criminal lawyer. He could talk. He had that gift. He was talented. A great man. We're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. Next to me. When I had a problem, I'd go talk with him. And he would come talk with me if he had a problem. We shared that. And I'm sure everybody will agree with the O. L-E-W-T-O. He was an organizer. Not one soul in here would disagree with that today. Brother Luty knew how to organize something. Whether it be the crusade, as we mentioned, no one could, what I've ever come across, could put it together like him. Whether it be a funeral service, he had it. He knew how to organize it, or a wedding, whether it were a birthday, whatever it was, he was an organizer. Finally, the end. Brother Luton was a nobleman. And I looked that up in the dictionary. He says that means distinguished by deeds and character. And that speaks, Brother Luty lived up to that by his deeds and by his character. A honest, truthful, tell it like it is man. We're going to miss him. This assembly's going to miss him. This community's going to miss him. I tell you, he's going to be the greatest miss, one of the greatest misses in my life. Ivory, Brian, I don't have words to tell you how much we'd like to sympathize with you, but on behalf of Lucy, myself, my children, and I can speak for this assembly. You have our deepest sympathy. We will continue to pray for you. We'll bear you up not only in our regular prayer time, but every time you come to our mind, we'll take you to the Lord. And I'm next door neighbor to you. And if I can help you, you know I'm there. I'm always there for you. May God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Freddy. I gave him a little more time because he's my deacon. I have to be careful. But for brethren, you all that following me, I'll be very sincere now. When you hear me clear my throat, it's time for you to sit down, okay? All right. Now we're going to have Brother Francis Carey and Brother Perry Pinder.
I come today with a heavy heart, but a privilege that I count and a place he worked diligently for towards his final reward in glory. But I want to challenge you, my listeners, that during life's journey, we must secure our final destination, because our failure to secure and make plans could be a lost eternity. There is so much that I can say about our dear brother. He was a great man of God. As I speak, giving representation for the Lutheran Mainland Assembly, Brethren Church, I count this privilege, one blessed by Brother Luton Neely's ministry over the many years. Brother Luton Neely ministered for weeks at a time among the assemblies and was a part of the evangelical team known as Jesus is the Answer Crusade that held many crusades throughout the Lutheran in the Bahamas. And I could hear his kind of voice ringing out as the many great hymns and choruses were sung. This ministry will be remembered most because many persons found Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, a testimonial of time and hope. Recently, I invited our dear brother Luton Neely to become a member of the Committee of Managers of Caribbean Ministries Association, that association which is responsible for the Lutheran Bible Training Center located in James System. He hesitated. He took a while. But when he confirmed, those of you that listened to his Gospel Express broadcast, you heard four segments that he offered free and promoting training and school for which he believed. Brother Rudy had a heart of gold. And he, from my personal knowledge, never used his ministry for any material gain. He was a missionary for missionaries, but in particularly a missionary for heaven, helping whoever he could, giving much more than he received, but was always ready and willing, if called, to serve. A short life comparing, but a full life for God. He's gone. His service is complete. He fought a good fight. He finished his course. The mantle is waiting. My question to you, Garrett, here this afternoon. Who will continue Charles Luton Neely's journey? Maybe we'll use Luton's life as an example to raise our awareness that we are only pilgrims traveling through this barren land. Maybe realize that only what's done for Christ will last. To Irene, Ryan, Denine, and those three little grand boys. Irene would say Ludie. Ryan would say Daddy. Those little ones would say Papa Lou. He's no more. But please know that many, many Christians, Rowdy Lutra, some in Chattanooga that we know, and Christians around the world, and it is my prayer as I speak, that Sister Ivorine and family would not be first put on that list. Maybe always remember her, her and Ryan Lee, more now than any time before. Let us pray on behalf of the many people of mainland Bible Training Center, my immediate family, my wife. I extend our deepest condolences to you, praying for strength and comfort as you serve the Lord. Ryan, Rudy needs you now. Looking down, I close by saying, be of the courage. Be not afraid. The Lord thy God is thy strength and a shelter in a time of storm. And then there is the voice of their chorus that we sing. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day, as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. Amen.
Unexpected events. We don't know when they're going to happen, but our Heavenly Father does. We gathered here, and we sorrow this afternoon. The Bible says it's a time for everything, time and a place and a season. This is a time of joyous sorrow, for we sorrow as those that have a hope. Plenty of us, that we will see Brother Ludi again. The Lord is given, and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's taken away a family member. But God is also being fit to remove one. St. Matthew records in chapter 25, verse 13, 1. For you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of God will come back to those who have trusted him. This is the work of an evangelist. This is the gospel message that Brother Moody took to the world wherever he went and took it very seriously. And to pay tribute even to him as an evangelist, I must throw out the challenge to anyone that does not know Brother Ludi's Savior, who is my Savior as their Savior. I trust that you will take this time right now and get up out of your seat and touch a brother or a sister on the shoulder. For this is his work. And ask for help in ways. In a way.